So this week we began learning halachas of the changes in the tefillas in Aseres Yemei Teshuva, beginning with the dinim of Shmoneh Esrei. During Aseres Yemei Teshuva, we say Hamelech HaKadosh and Hamelech HaMishpat, which goes back to the Gemara and the Yud Beis Amud Beis in Masechet Brachos. So it's a Midina, the Gemara, that we change these two brachas. And Rashi over there tells us, why is it? Because since during these days, HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows off His Malchus through Mishpat, by judging the world, He expresses His Malchus. Therefore, during these days, we speak about the HaMelech HaKadosh and the HaMelech HaMishpat. Now, if let's say someone went ahead and instead of HaMelech HaKadosh, he said HaKel HaKadosh. So over here there's a Machlekes Rishonim if he was Yaitza or not. Perhaps he was Yaitza, he just didn't say it the way he was supposed to say. Or maybe no. Chazal, the Gemara is telling us that the Nusach of the Bracha during these 10 days is HaMelech HaKadosh, and by not saying it, you mshana from the Nusach, therefore you would have to go back. Similarly, there's a Machlekes Rishonim B'negei HaMelech Oyev Tzedakah Mishpat. If someone said Melech Oyev Tzedakah Mishpat instead of HaMelech HaMishpat, does one need to go back to the Brach of Hashiva or not? Those are the two Machlekes Rishonim. Now, the Mechaber comes along. The Mechaber says that if, let's say, someone did make that mistake by HaMelech HaKadosh, they said HaKel HaKadosh instead of HaMelech HaKadosh, or they're misupik, they're not sure if they said HaMelech HaKadosh or not, you go back to the beginning. Earlier in Simin Kuf Yud Dalet, the Mishbru of this Sivkat HaChav Alp explains to us, the reason why you go back to the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei is because the first three brachas are considered like one unit. And therefore, if you made a mistake in one of those three brachas, you would now have to start over the full three brachas. When someone's going back, they do not need to say Hashem Svasai Tiftach again. You just start over again with Baruch Ato Hashem. You do not need to say Hashem Svasai Tiftach Fiyagin. If you know, no, you don't need to. No, go back. Okay, now, let's say he said, HaKel HaKadosh, Toich Kidei Dibor, and Toich Kidei Dibor, he remembered, he said, HaKel HaKadosh, Ma'am Melech HaKadosh, Toich Kidei Dibor is about 1 to 2 seconds, between 1 and 2 seconds, he remembered, he said, Melech HaKadosh, says the Mishabura, you don't have to go back unless you started the next bracha, and you have to give them right. If I erase it, ata, even though you're still within the 2 seconds, you lost it. So as long as I did not say, start the next bracha, and I am in Teichadei Dibar, I do not need to go back to the beginning of Shmar Esri. There is a discussion, what is Teichadei Dibar? It comes up in many areas. Is it the time it takes to say 3 words, 4 words, Shamalecha Rebbe, Shamalecha Rebbe Umayri, why are we judging it with Shamalecha Rebbe Umayri? What does that have to do with this? There is a lot of, but over here the Mishmur seems to be Machriya, 3 words in Sifkat and Zayin, even though in other places, Reish Samach Zayin, Sifkat and Zayin, over there you seem to say 4 words. Again, there's a Chupa Zarajma, there's what to talk about. What does it help also? What, how does it work? So you said Teichadei Dibor. But the Ma'ase said HaKel HaKadosh. Is it that by me saying HaMelech HaKadosh, I'm changing what I said? Or I'm adding on to what I said? There could be enough communities in other cases where we have Teichadei Dibor. Right over here, it's not so bad because HaKel HaKadosh is true. It's true that everyone shows HaKel HaKadosh. But I was supposed to say HaMelech HaKadosh, so I added on HaMelech HaKadosh. But in cases where what I said first would be sheker, it's not going to help to add on. But if the Teichadei Dibor changes, then it works. So I don't want to get into that right now. because by us there's really no big enough mina. The bottom line is, you did it toich beidiba. Let's say I said hakel, and I said hakel, and then I'm like, one second, like in my mind, what, like one second, what's, am I supposed, what am I, you chab something, and, but I didn't say hakadosh yet, and I waited more than 2 seconds, I could say I'm el hakadosh, because I didn't finish the bracha yet. Even though I said hakel, but I didn't finish the bracha yet, I still could say I'm el hakadosh. Now, there's an interesting sugi that comes up in other places. If let's say I said, let's say by Masha Beruach or Meratal, if I say 90 times, right? Some people walk home on Simchas Torah singing Atagiba, amazing, Masha Beruach, Meratageshem, Chag Chaim, right? So they get it 90 times. Machlekes Rishonim, Rabbeinu Peretz, and others in the Torah. If it does work, it doesn't work. How many times you need to do it? Maybe it has to be over 30 days. Discussion. But over here it seems that, even though over here also the discussion about it, a derech like over there, but over here it seems that it does not work. Now, let's say on Rosh Hashanah or Yom Kippur, I was davening, I was using my machzor, and I said, "Ruchein tein pachtecha." I went through the whole seder, "Ruchein tein kavod," and the whole bracha of Ruchein. And I got to the end, and I'm a suppik if I said, "Amelch kadosh or akel kadosh." So the mechaber said, "If you're a suppik, you need to go back because we assume that you're normally not used to saying Amelech HaKadosh, so Mustafa is Akel HaKadosh. But over here, where I was using a machzor, and I was following through the machzor, question is, can I assume that you also probably read Amelech HaKadosh? That's a question. The Maisa, it's enough of a spur to say that Yitaka said Amelech HaKadosh, that Tzarchin, if you have to go back, so therefore, you, and the Chayadim Taka says you don't have to go back, and that's where the Beis Halevi also passed, and they don't have to go back. Therefore, they had to learn, the Chayadim and Beis Halevi learned, that the Mechaber is talking about Dafka during Aseres Mitzvah, but not on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. And therefore, don't forget to say it then, because there's one reason don't forget to say it, so you don't run into this question of whether you have to go back or not, but what makes it even more complicated is the Sharitzin quotes the Chayadim Shein the Mahara Evle Fasvela, who wanted to say a very interesting Chiddush. He wanted to say that if let's say I made a mistake the first night of Rosh Hashanah or the second night of Rosh Hashanah, and I did not say HaMelech, and here I'm talking about where I know I did not say HaMelech HaKadosh. I know that I said Akel HaKadosh and not HaMelech HaKadosh. Says the Mahara, Evle Fazvela, you do not need to go back. Why not? Compares it to the halacha of someone who forgot to say Yal V'Yavai the night of Rosh Chodesh. Why is it that if one forgets to say Yal V'Yavai the night of Rosh Chodesh, you don't have to go back? But if I forget by Shachos and Mincha, do I have to go back? Because the Gemara tells us in Rosh Hashanah that Emekachin is a Chodesh, El V'Yavai, Kiddush a Chodesh is during the day. So at night, it's not yet Rosh Chodesh. So why do I say Yal V'Yavai at night? Kidei, not to be mechalik between the tefillahs. Since 2 out of the 3 tefillahs, I'm going to be saying, 2 out of the 3 tefillahs, I'm going to be saying Yal V'Yavai. So say it also at night. But the Maisa at night, I don't really have to say it yet. Therefore, if one forgets it at night, Yivz Yaitzah, Shemar Nesri, he doesn't have to repeat Shmon Esri, says the Mara Evle Fasvela, that the same thing would be true over here by Rosh Hashanah, since Eimekash is Chayesh El B'Yayim. So Rosh Hashanah doesn't really start until the morning. And it doesn't start until the morning. But if you got to say Amalek HaKadosh at night, okay. Frank the Chofetz Chaim of Bam Kasha says, Lani is Daiti, Lani Hira. Why? That's fine by Rosh Chodesh. What I do? Laurish Chodesh, I davened the Shmone Esrei of Monday Shmone Esrei. I davened Monday Shmone Esrei. Just what? I should have added into the Monday Shmone Esrei Yalv Yovei, and I left it out. But at the end of the day, I davened the right Shmone Esrei for Monday night. Here, he says, I don't understand. If you're going to tell me that tonight is not Rosh Hashanah, because Eim Kasha Chodesh El B'Yoyim, so, and that's why you want to say, I don't have to go back for Melech Kadosh. So then you should have made, your mistake should have been a lot bigger mistake. You should have davened a weekday Shmone Esrei. But davening the Yontif Shmone Esrei without Melech Kadosh, the Miman of Shach, you weren't Yaitza. You didn't daven the Yontif Shmone Esrei because the Yontif Rosh Hashanah Shmone Esrei is with Melech Kadosh. And if you left out Melech Kadosh, so that means you're not davening the Yontif Shmone Esrei. So you're davening a weekday. So you should daven the weekday Shmone Esrei. Now, the question of the Chavetz Chaim Be'etzem is what to talk about from a Rabbeinu Yonah in Brachas, and if you test them at Alf and the Dafei Rif there. But I'm not going to get into that right now. But the psak of the Shartzin is that if the first night you forgot to say Amelech HaKadosh, you need to repeat Shmone Esrei. If you know, right? Suffolk, he says, he's not sure. Beis Halevi agrees to the Shartzin over here. Beis Halevi says also, Chei Beis at the end of Simim Beis, that if you forgot to say Amelech HaKadosh the first night, you need to repeat Shmone Esrei. Comes along Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe says, I understand the cheshbon of the Mara Evle Fasvela, but according to my cheshbon, it's only going to help you for the first night, not the second night. What does Rav Moshe say? Rav Moshe, I'm not sure if he's plugging it into the Mara Evle Fasvela, or he's saying it on his own. So either he's saying that the Marev Lefasvel never meant to be medame to the Gemara of Eimekach and Achoydish El B'Yoyim, like the way that Mishnah Berurah understood. What he meant to say, he's using it as a mashal. What he meant to say was that just like by Rish Chaydish, the reason why at night it's not Me'akiv is because Rish Chaydish hasn't started yet, so too over here, the reason why, if you forget about Melech HaKadosh, you don't have to repeat it, is because the Mishpah didn't start. What shayches does the Melech HaKadosh have to do with the Mishpah? Rashi, that we started off with. Rashi, Brachas Yibayz on base. Rashi says, what's the reason why we change Hakel HaKadosh to our Melech HaKadosh? Because right now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being Mara Malchusei Lishpay to Olam. The Mishpah hasn't yet started. The Mishpah didn't start yet. So if the Mishpah didn't start yet, how do we know the Mishpah didn't start yet? That's because the Gemara, Taisvis, in Avetzar, says that the Mishpah doesn't start until the morning. So the Mishpah didn't start yet. So there was says Rav Moshe, same idea. But Rav Moshe says, this will help you for the first night. Once the Mishpah starts in the morning, then the Mishpah continues straight through Aser Tzmei Tshuva, and therefore, the second night, you will have to repeat Shmone Esrei. So it comes that we have three shittas of it. Mara Evle Fasvel, Kipashtus, from the Chayadav's Mashpa, both nights you don't have to repeat Shmone Esrei. Chavetz Chaim holds, both nights you have to repeat Shmone Esrei. And Moshe holds the Chilut in the first night and the second night. So what's the bottom line? Don't forget, because you're going to run into a very serious question. Who are you going to go with? Moshe the Mishnah Berurah. It's and Beis Halevi, and you have many other places, Ben Yishlem, you have many other places in that Machriya, like the different shittas here. So it's a big machlekes. And you don't want to have someone be mitzi with all those brachas. So so that what's interesting to me was also there's a Hartzvi Tzvi brings down, I think, from the Maril Diskin, if I remember correctly, that on Rosh Hashanah there's no din of Tosefes Yontif. Right? Normally, there's a mitzvah to add on to Shabbos and to add on to Yontif. On Rosh Hashanah, not. Why? Because there's enough Amos HaDin without adding on. You don't need to add on more din. You don't have to add on more din. So I was bothered. You don't have to add on more din. The din's not starting until the morning. Gemara, Taisus, it says, well, what's he talking about? So I thought like this. What he's saying is that the yoim is a yoim Amos HaDin. I mean, even if the din's not starting until the morning, but already at night, you're feeling that today is the day of judgment. And that's what he's saying. That we don't have to add more than what it is. We have enough of that. So, Kapanim, the Shmir Shabbos brings Rav Shlomo Zalman. Now, what happens if someone forgets to say Yal V'Yove by Berch Samazin? Maybe it's an Afkamina also. Right? According to the Chayod, the Mishin Mara, Evle Fasbella, for sure you shouldn't have to say over Berch Samazin. According to the Chofetz Chaim, also, perhaps you don't have to say over Berch Samazin. Why? Because his old taina was, he said, I would agree to the Chayadam, but I have a problem, you damned the wrong Shmon Esri. Berch Samazin, you said the right Berch Samazin. So you don't have that problem. Koit Rav Moshe, maybe we'll be told it the first night or the second night, maybe Yal V'Yavai. I don't know if Yalvi Yav is told in Mishpah, or not. Yalvi Yav is told in Yontif. So maybe you don't even have any Yontif. The Maisa, he wants to say, anyways, for other reasons, you don't have to repeat over. But there is a long discussion if you have to repeat Berch Samazin, if you forget Yalvi Yav the first night, which is totally in different machlekes. Are you allowed to fast on Rosh Hashanah? You know, the Rambam in Hilchas Tshuva, Perek Gimel, Halacha Dalet, in Rambam, which I think the Rosh Yeshiva spoke about this past Matzei Shabbos, says, "Af apisha tkiya sheifa, zigzeis kashav remez bedav." And you read all the way to the end of the Rambam. At the end of the Rambam says, "V'nohagu." The meaning is that during Aser Simen Tshuva, what? Mashkiach spoke about it. Okay, there you go. So everyone is familiar with the Rambam. Rambam at the end all ends off in no good that during these days of Aseres Yimei Tshuva, you're laharbais with tztacha, maisim taivim, tachnunim, and that's why we say slichas during Aseres Yimei Tshuva. So there were many ga'inim, many ga'inim. Who held, and it's much like this in the Rambam, that there's a din slichas on every day of the Aser Simei Tshuva. And since they would fast when they said slichas, they were going in their fasted all 10 days of Aser Simei Tshuva, including Rosh Hashanah, Shabbos Shuva, and Erev Yom Kippur. That's what other Goinim came around, they said, no, you can't do that. You're not allowed to fast. It's Yontif. There's a passing in Ezra. Chemiah says, L'chu ichlu mashmanim shesu mamtakim. Nechemiah got up and he said to the Olam, he said, you don't belong here in the Beis Medrash. Go home. Eat fatty meat, kusunta meat. Eat, drink good drinks. And give out to those that don't have. It's another place where you have Mishlech Mas. It says, and it says, send to Le'ein Nochem, to those that don't have, let them also enjoy themselves on Rosh Hashanah, he said it. So big machlek is, am I allowed to fast on Rosh Hashanah or not? The others tied it back. What do you mean? But for me, fasting is a tainig. Why? Because I know if I fast, I'll get a kapara. So I'm excited. It's like tainis chalayim on Shabbos. Right? We let people fast the tainis chalayim on Shabbos because it's a tainig thing. So Bekit says, big machalik, you're allowed to fast on Rosh Hashanah or not. Therefore, since there are shittas that hold that you're allowed to fast on Rosh Hashanah, even though we paskin that you're not supposed to fast on Rosh Hashanah, but since there are shittas, so it could be if you forget Yalav Yavai, there was no chiv to eat, so you don't have to say Berach Samazin. Bottom line is, do not forget Yalv Yavi by Berchus HaMazon on Rosh Hashanah, because you're getting involved in a Machalek Zapaiskim, whether you have to repeat it or not, and you don't want to do that on Rosh Hashanah at the end, until Sveikis. Okay. So that's it. Okay, now HaMelech HaMishpat. What's with HaMelech HaMishpat? Right, so far we're talking about HaKelech HaKadosh, HaMelech HaKadosh. What about HaMelech HaMishpat? So the Torah brings down the Shema's brother, Rabbeinu Yechiel, which is also a son of the Rosh, that Mechaira, what's the difference between HaMelech HaKadosh and HaMelech HaMishpat? If HaMelech HaKadosh, I need to repeat Shemoneh Esrei, right? So by HaMelech HaMishpat, I need to go back to Hashiva. And if you finish Shemoneh Esrei and you didn't go back, you got to start all over again. What's the chilek between the two? And the Rama Paskins, like the Tamid Rabbeinu Yonah, and then no, that you don't have to go back by HaMelech HaMishpat. Once you finish the bracha HaMelech HaYitztok HaMishpat, you don't have to go back. What's the svar to be mechalik? Says Rabbeinu Yonah, the svar is, because l'maisa you said melech. You did say, you said melech oyev stok ha-mishpat. You didn't say ha-melech, right? You have to be careful. When you say ha-melech ha-mishpat, you should say the hey. It's important. If you didn't say the hey, you were yotze. You were yotze. But you should try. So that's the chilek. So as far as I know, the meaning of svardim is that they go back, right? By ha-melech ha-mishpat. Okay, there you go. Once again, depends on which Sephardi you are. But the Rama is clear for us Ashkenazim that we do not go back. Says the Nishrur, but if you did remember Toichidei Dibur before you started the next bracha, then say HaMelech HaMishpat. But since there is the Ma'aseh Machlekes, so why not get in HaMelech HaMishpat? That's the Nishrur brings down. Okay. Now, what about the other added parts that we add into Shemoneh Esrei? So, Chreinu, Michamaycha, Mikasav, Sefer. So, these were instituted by the Ga'onim. Right? Until now, we're talking about Medina the Gemara. This was put in by the Ga'onim. The earliest, it goes back to Masechta Seferim, which is a collection of writings. Not clear who wrote it, but Masechta Seferim. And there was a need in between the Gaon and Bechlal, if you should say it. Not so pashit. Why is it not so pashit? Because the Gemara in Brachas, the Pnei Medal Rav says, La'oilam al yishal adam tzrachav, lo'y begim orshan, lo'y begim orchainais. You're not allowed to be shayl yitzrachim in the first three Brachas, and in the last three Brachas. The first three Brachas is as an introduction to Shemoneh Esrei. The last three is the Siyum of Shemoneh Esrei. So you're not allowed to ask Srachim in the first three or the last three. So they were going to that held. No way. How are you allowed to do it? Other Goyinim held, brought down the Beis Yosef, that you could. Why? And they gave different reasons. They made a chalik between a Yochid and a Rabbim, something that the Rabbim, if you're davening for the Rabbim, then it's Mutta. So you have to make sure that you don't just think about yourself when you say Zochreinu. To think about the Rabbim, because one that tell him to say it is because you're davening for the Rabbim. So Zochreinu. Another teretz, different teretz that we're giving, maybe it's not a bakasha, maybe it's a shivach, right? The fact that I'm asking Hashem to remember us is because I believe that Hashem is the one to remember us. So it's like a shivach, it's like Sim Shalom, right? I always want Sim Shalom. There's no big bakasha. Sim shalom, bracha. No, that's a shvach to the Rebbeinu Shlom. Then you're the only one I could come to for this. Tzakopanim, divin trotzim. What happens if I forgot and I did not say one of these four insertions? So over here again, there's machlek is rishonim. If I go back or not, we paskin like the shita zarosh. That you do not go back because it's a takanas ha-ga'inim and it's not considered like mishanim imatbei shetav acham. The reason why by HaMelech HaKadosh I go back, we said earlier, is because Chazal, the Gemara was kiveya that the nusach tefillah during Aseres Metshuva is Hamelech Hakadosh. So you change that nusach. Over here, the Gemara then wasn't kiveya; it was the Goyim. Therefore, we do not go back. We do not go back. Rav Moshe has a tshuva in our Chaim Chedal Sim Tzadi Gimel, and it's a general discussion. Let's say I said Baruch Atah Hashem. So the halacha over here is by these four, you just continue. Once you say Baruch Atah Hashem, you continue Shemar Esrei. Why don't we say Lamdeni Chukecha? Say Baruch Atah Hashem. Lamdeni Chukecha, which is a passing until. It's a passing until. We find this Eitzah in other places. We find this Eitzah. Usually we find this Eitzah only by things that are Ma'akev. Things that are not Ma'akev, we don't find the Eitzah. Why only when it's Ma'akev do we find the Eitzah? And only sometimes we find the Eitzah, not always. Because the Betzim is a massive Chiddush, the Eitzah. You're saying a Pasik in Mil Shemar Esrei, what Shaykh is? How can you be a Mapsik with a Pasik? Rav Moshe goes so vayt in that Shuvah, he says, look, I'll be Machnia to the Rabbeinu Yoyna who gives this Eitzah in... Got what Casey's talking about over there. He says, I'll agree to the Rabbeinu Yoyna where he gives the Eitzah. But anywhere else, no way. You can't just be Mapsik in Mil Shemar Esrei with a Pasik. He writes, Pasha, that's also to learn in the middle of a Shemar Esrei, Psukei Torah, if you're in the middle of a Tefillah, in the middle of Brachas, if you learn, it's a Hefzik Gomel, and you're Mevatel that Bracha. So therefore he says, L'chein L'maisel L'nir Shiasike, and he wants to say never, but he says, I'll agree to the Rabbeinu Yonah for where he said it. So therefore you can't just use that Eitzah when you feel like using it. Chazar Sashah says the same dinim as Yachid. The Chazan said, Amelech HaKadosh Yisrael, V'Akel HaKadosh, he has to go back and you say Kedusha a second time. During the Kadeshim, we say Le'ela Le'elo, some people say Le'ela Ule'elo. Instead of saying Min Kober Chasse, we say Min Kober Chasse because there's a certain amount of words they need. And if someone forgot to say, it's an interesting case, someone forgot to say same pachtecha, or b'chein tein pachtecha, but he remembered to say Amelech HaKadosh. So now, you don't go back. Why? Because again, the whole nusach of b'chein tein pachtecha is a minig. It's not mentioned in the Gemara. And then the Ramah then brings down the minig of everyone saying to each other, l'shalom teva, teikosev, and the night of... the first night, second night, there's a question. If you ever know, general meaning is not. Fine. Okay, so that's the Siman Tov Kuf Pei Beis. And next week we'll start the next inyan.